Legacy. The legacy you commit to the pages of human history is by definition your greatest and most difficult achievement. Legacies are as unique as personalities, so as long as it is meaningful, no one is greater than the next. There is an exception worth noting here. The legacies of those who have convinced themselves they are not worth the while. It is always the most delicate ones that lead the way, step by step, torch in hand. If you are certain that you haven't got a story to tell, then that means you are being called to tell it. Greatness is certainly not a requirement for a meaningful legacy. In the absence of greatness, it will be your legacy that will make you a great being. Write. Write and protect your journals. Do not make the same mistakes that those who have been permanently lost to history made. Every story begs to be told. Every path must be enlightened. Even the most unique of us will have the little ones surely meander by. Every spirit committed to every book will be resurrected and brought to light by some young adventurer in a search for meaning. Your legacy is the inexhaustible light you bring to this world. And if you so dare to say, I am not a writer, then allow me to respond, and with all respect, dear reader, if you feel that you can't yet write about your life, then that can only mean that you have not yet lived, and that you are in danger. The danger of life passing you by. That also means that you are being called to gentle adventure. You are being called to find yourself. You are called to restore ancient paths, and you are called to extend and enlighten new ones. You are a creature of the universe, and you are meant to connect with the stars and the lakes and the seas and breathe. Breathe the mountain air. Make no mistake. You are a creature of the universe. Not a child, not a student, not a worker, not an overworker, but a fine and rare creation of the timeless and infinite universe. And there is still a faint chance that we are the only intelligent species in the universe. That we really are universe's only way to know itself. Don't ever think to yourself that you are not a writer, or that you have nothing to say, or that you will live later. The writing implement nearest you holds the beginning of the thread that will weave the path that many will follow and learn from in your eternal recurrence. If you are not a writer, then go home and pack and start your journey with a sunrise at Haleakalau Crater on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Our civilization begs constant enlightenment to ensure its progress and survival. Without the commitment of greatness and legacy, our momentum will be lost and we will slowly and imperceptibly regress into dark ages whilst pointlessly clutching our intercontinental ballistic missiles as the last tree dies. The liars in authority silently parade the effects of ineffective education as proof that we have no goodwill and can't have the world peace and prosperity we all desire. In their madness, they can't comprehend the power of knowledge, wisdom, greatness, and legacy as the process of inheriting from great lives of wisdom could not be more alien to them. It is up to you and every other honest human being to, for a time, become keepers of the flames of authenticity and enlightenment in that endless chain of generations. The human life has traditionally begun with a symbolic journey of many challenges and much intellectual inheritance. It is in a certain kind of sacred loneliness that we find our beginning, and in private motion forward that we discover our pace of progress. The liars want you to think that you are a child and that they are in charge of you. It is a fraud as old as the most misled of civilizations. It is you who is all. Pick up your journal and let your legacy be discovered by those who are sure to follow. You may shrug the fools, but in the process you cannot help that those who are yet to come will take to standing on your shoulders and following your thread, Ariadne. Countless many will follow in your path across many centuries to come. And few will never let go of your works, no matter how ancient your tongue will become. They will honor your hard-won lessons by inheriting them directly from you. The countless will make your aches and lessons count for more. The most frequent of those who will take to resurrect your spirit in the millennium ahead are surely going to be the most beautifully melancholy of mighty teenagers. The most rebellious of the rebels. The most angel-headed of the hipsters of their times. Young poets as melancholy as you, the day you realize the time has finally come to thru-hike the Appalachian Trail. There will be artists searching for the stars in the night, as passionate as the last rays of Haleakalau's sun come sunset. There will be musicians howling your lyrics in the night in hopes of comprehending what you meant in the most passionate of your scribbles. No. No, you are not a child, or a student, or a worker. You are not waiting for a promotion. You are not wasting your life. You are an important chain link that connects the past to the future. And more brilliant and more important than the light of all the stars shining together. And there will be no progress without your journals and poems. The others are not enough to pave the wisdom forward. It is either all of us or none. Therefore, may the beauty of your knowledge create the path that your cheerful wisdom will in turn permanently enlighten. May you embrace your personal quest for greatness and leave a legacy to kindle many a flame in the countless many to discover it anew.